AircheckDownloads.com.
Good afternoon. It's a big hello from Dale here at Radio 2 with this week's Pick of the Pops. We're going on quite a journey today, you and I. We're going to go back, first of all, 36 years to 1971. And if that's not enough, we're going back 16 years as we celebrate this week, 1991. Be the High Climbers, a sprinkling of new releases, a track from the number one albums, and a sprint through the two top 20 charts. Those jangling the coins in their pockets include the Four Tops, Marmalade, The Fortunes, Paul Young, Belinda Carlisle, and Julian Lennon. Let us begin. The week ending the 16th of October, 1971, and a new entry to Climber at 38, this is Clodagh Rodgers. Clodagh Rodgers celebrating the last of five top 40 hit records. There she is, new at 38 with Lady Lovebug, on her way to a high of number 28. And another climber outside the top 20 is this one. Here's Scott English, new at 33, on his way to 12. You know this one, it's called Brandy.
I remember all my life.
Scott English, a beautiful ballad, it's called Brandy, is new at number 33, on its way to a high of number 12. You don't hear very much of him, but I'll tell you what, he was a talented man. He wrote Bend Me, Shape Me, Hi Ho, Silver Lining, but that was to be his only hit as a solo performer. Well, that takes care of the climbers outside the 20. Still to come, the number one album, and of course a look at this week's top 20. But first, here are a couple of new releases, new in the shops to buy. The first one was about to be a top 20 record. Here, a new world, hot off Opportunity Knocks, with a third of four top 20 records. Do you remember Cara Cara?
The wind blows the palms.
New World had four top 20 records. That was one of them. On its way to a high of number 17, Cara Cara. The other new release, new in the shops this particular week, is from a classic soul artist. She never had a British hit, but she was great. Here's Ann Peebles, much respected, with Slipped, Tripped and Fell in Love. Ann Peebles, Slipped, Tripped and Fell in Love. That's the final new release of the week I offer you this week, the week ending the 16th of October, 1971. Still to come, the top 20 singles, but let's look at the album chart. And the number one album had spent a total of 31 weeks yo-yoing to and from the pole position. All in all, 303 weeks on the album chart. The LP is Bridge Over Troubled Water. It is, of course, Simon and Garfunkel. And from it, The Only Living Boy in New York.
AircheckDownloads.com.